From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 18th. Hey Chloe. July 18th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from New Atlas. Feathery fast zipping solo tent strips weight well under 1 pound. So I just read about this new tent from Z-Pax. It's a solo tent that's really lightweight, under 1 pound. It's not a freestanding tent, so you'll need to stake it down, but it's designed to be super easy to set up with just one pole. The idea is that it's perfect for backpackers or anyone who's going to be deep in the wilderness and needs something that's both lightweight and convenient. The material is Dyneema, which is known for being really strong and durable, but also super light. I think this could be a great option for anyone who's looking to shave some weight off their pack without sacrificing too much in terms of comfort and convenience. It's not a huge tent, obviously, since it's a solo tent, but it seems like it could be a good choice for anyone who's looking for a reliable and lightweight option. I'm not sure how it compares to other tents on the market in terms of price, but it seems like it could be a good investment for anyone who's serious about backpacking or bikepacking. The fact that it's so lightweight and easy to set up makes it seem like it could be a really good choice for anyone who's going to be on the move a lot. Next, second, from New Atlas. Cyborg cockroaches go amphibious thanks to a new diving suit. What sounds more terrifying than a part cockroach? Part robot cyborg? Definitely one that can also breathe underwater. Yet, this is exactly what researchers have just created, except they are replacing terrifying with useful. Scientists from Nanyang Technological University, NTU Singapore, and Waseda University in Japan have created a soft, flexible diving suit for cyborg cockroaches. Up next, third, from phys.org. South African genomics projects direct 10% of budgets to community-chosen benefits. South Africa is pioneering new ways to embed ethical benefit sharing in genomics research through community-led decision-making. Speaking at the World Congress of Bioethics, WCB, in Johannesburg on 8-10 July, Ngoni Ngwarai, Assistant Director of Systems and Operations at the SAMRC WITS Rural Public Health and Health Transitions Research Unit, Agincourt, presented an operational blueprint for researchers, universities, funders, and industry partners seeking to translate ethical principles into practical action. And then, fourth, from New Atlas, why nature has never evolved a perfect weapon for any species. From a snake's venomous fangs to the sharp spines that cover a cactus, puncture tools can be found right across the animal kingdom. While they come in all shapes and sizes, there's a fascinating force driving their diverse designs. Category, biology, science, refractor, science and health tags, University of Illinois, animal science, animals, evolution, Charles Darwin, weapon, nature, self-defense, resources, energy efficient, next. Fifth, from Energy Talking Points by Alex Epstein. Alex AI on rising electricity bills prices, how to deal with used nuclear fuel, and smarter forest management. So you're curious about electricity bills rising in New Jersey. It's likely due to a combination of factors, including increased demand from new residents and businesses, as well as the state's transition to renewable energy sources. New Jersey's renewable portfolio standard requires utilities to generate a certain percentage of their electricity from renewable sources, which can drive up costs. Additionally, the state's aging infrastructure and high transmission costs also contribute to rising electricity bills. Now, let's talk about New England's natural gas shortages. The region's reliance on imported natural gas from Canada and the Gulf of Mexico makes it vulnerable to supply disruptions. The lack of infrastructure to transport and store natural gas also exacerbates the problem. It's not just a matter of demand outpacing supply, but also the region's limited ability to store and transport gas during the winter months. Regarding used nuclear fuel, deep geologic disposal is indeed a long-term solution, but it's still in the experimental phase. The US Department of Energy is currently developing a deep geologic repository at Yucca Mountain, Nevada. But the project has been stalled for decades due to regulatory and funding issues. While it's not a perfect solution, it's one of the most promising options for managing nuclear waste. Hydrogen is not a game changer just yet. While it has potential applications in niche industries like transportation and power generation, it's still a relatively expensive and inefficient source of energy. The high cost of producing and storing hydrogen makes it less competitive with other energy sources, at least for now. Finally, smarter forest management can indeed reduce wildfires, but it's not a silver bullet. Thinning forests, creating fire breaks, and conducting prescribed burns can all help mitigate the risk of wildfires. However, it's a complex issue that requires a multifaceted approach, including land use planning, fire prevention, and emergency response. Up next, sixth from Energy Talking Points by Alex Epstein, the National Academy's perversion of science. The piece is an opinion essay, not a new study or meta-analysis, so its claims aren't backed by fresh data, just the author's interpretation of existing statistics. It points to a 98% drop in climate-related disaster deaths from the 1920s to the 2010s, citing the EMDAT database, and says that when you adjust damages for GDP, the overall economic impact looks flat. From that baseline, the author argues that fossil fuel energy has been the main driver of the decline, calling this fossil-fueled climate mastery. The writer then criticizes the National Academy's recent report, saying it ignores those benefits and only highlights the negative side of greenhouse gas emissions. He labels this omission fossil fuel benefit denial, suggesting the report is deliberately one-sided and therefore misleading. He also notes that the Academy's report admits it didn't factor in adaptation measures or the economic value of fossil fuels, which, in his view, makes the analysis incomplete. The article ends by comparing the report to a hypothetical study that would deny the existence of vaccines while discussing polio risk. Overall, the article is a polemic rather than a balanced scientific review. It leans heavily on the author's perspective that fossil fuels have net positive climate effects, despite the broader consensus that their emissions pose long-term risks. And then, seventh, from Energy Talking Points by Alex Epstein. Talking Points Roundup: the myth of peak oil, rising electricity prices in Pennsylvania, heat-related deaths in Europe, and more. Here are some of my favourite talking points I've created or shared this week. On what's causing rising electricity prices in Pennsylvania, what caused PA electric bills to increase so much recently, anti-fossil fuel policies, including prohibitions on reliable fossil fuel power and subsidies for unreliable solar wind, prevented the supply of reliable power from keeping up with demand. Share this on X on the UK's disastrous anti-fossil fuel policies, how not to do energy policy, the UK banned fracking, intentionally stifled its natural gas production, and bet on green, mostly wind, energy. The've next. Eighth, from Energy Talking Points by Alex Epstein. How our knowledge system ignores the benefits of fossil fuels. This is the first of 11 Alex notes on my book Fossil Future, like Cliff's notes, but actually written by the author. Enjoy! Some of you will remember that I started creating Alex Notes as part of the Fossil Future book launch, but never got past part one. I'm doing them a bit differently this time around, and most importantly, I'll finish them. Also, for those who pre-ordered Fossil Future or who are premium subscribers to this newsletter, I'm doing a special live event, How to Talk to Anyone About Climate Change, on October 23rd, up next, 9th, from Energy Talking Points by Alex Epstein, The Levelized Cost of Energy Scam. LCOE must die. If you ever hear anyone favourably compare solar and wind to coal, gas, or nuclear by citing a low LCOE, levelised cost of energy, you are being scammed. LCOE explicitly ignores reliability-related considerations and is therefore a garbage metric. You've heard it over and over. Solar and wind are now cheaper than fossil fuels. You might suspect something is wrong here, because if solar and wind were so cheap, their developers wouldn't always be asking for subsidies or claim the sky is falling when subsidies are taken away. The suspicious claim that solar and wind are now yash and then. 10th, from Energy Talking Points by Alex Epstein, Alex AI on blackouts, electricity demand from data centres, coastal insurance pricing, and Alaska oil and gas. Here are five answers my AI, Alex AI, gave to user questions this week. Want to ask Alex AI a question? Have a discussion with him? Or have him help you with energy communication? Give him a try at alexepstein.ai and keep the feedback coming. It helps Alex AI improve every week. 1. Are blackouts in Texas and California a warning sign for the rest of the country? 2. Can our electric grid really handle the explosion of new data centres for AL? 3. Why is Alaska an excellent place for oil and natural gas production? 4. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.